This week in high school sports recaps an action-packed championship week as the winter sports season hits title time. Hello, I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. We start in the pool this week as Lower Peninsula Boys Swimming and Diving MHSAA champs were crowned. In Division I, Ann Arbor Pioneer won their 16th championship and first since 2009 as they easily outpointed the competition. Four Pioneer swimmers also captured individual titles. And a special shout out to West Ottawa, who set a new Lower Peninsula Division I finals record in the 200 freestyle relay. In Division II, Birmingham Seaholm used their tremendous depth to bring home their fourth title in the last 10 years. Grosse Pointe South finished second. And in Division III, East Grand Rapids followed the same script as Seaholm, using depth to bring home their 26th MHSAA championship. Holland Christian was second. Moving to the lanes, first with the girls, Hudsonville took home the Division I bowling title, their first championship, beating Belleville in the final match. Flint Kearsley knocked off reigning champion Mason for the Division II title. It's the school's eighth bowling championship since 2012. Birch Run, a runner-up in 2019, outrolled Armada to bring home the Division III championship. And in Division IV, Traverse City Christian won its first girls' championship in any sport, beating Hanover Horton to finish the year on top. On the boys' side, Salem won the Division I championship 8 years ago in 2013, 4 years ago in 2017, and now this year in 2021. Salem got past Macomb Dakota in the finals. Dearborn Divine Child claimed its first ever MHSAA finals championship in Division II with a win over Chelsea. Grass Lake is a back-to-back champion, bringing home the Division III hardware with a win over Boyne City. And in Division IV, St. Charles narrowly edged out Manchester by just 8 pins to win the championship.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
In just about every single basketball game ever played, there are times where fans will turn to each other and wonder, why did that official make the call when there was another member of the crew that was a whole lot closer to the play? The most important thing in all of officiating, and especially basketball officiating, is the angle for an official. There will be many times during the game that the official that is closest to the play actually has the worst look or the worst angle. Many times, the player is going up in the lane for that shot, and the whistle will come from one of the two outside officials because they had the perfect angle to see all the elements of the play and can rule correctly.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. Moving to gymnastics, Jackson won its first finals, just barely accumulating more points than runner-up Rockford Sparta. The title is Jackson's first team gymnastics championship. In competitive cheer, Rochester Adams won its second straight Division I championship. Allen Park joins Adams as back-to-back champions. Allen Park won in Division II. Same story in Division III, another back-to-back MHSAA champion as Richmond captured the title again this year. And let's make it 4-for-4. Hudson in Division IV won its second straight competitive cheer championship. Wrapping up on the ice, the Division I championship was won by Detroit Catholic Central. The Shamrocks knocked off Rockford 5-1. DCC, of course, advanced to the finals by winning their region with their JV team while the varsity was quarantined. Birmingham Brother Rice got a goal from Alec Hamady with 6 seconds left in the Division II championship game to beat Byron Center 2-1. For Byron Center, it was their first loss of the season. And finally in Division III, Bloomfield Hills Cranbrook Kingswood beat Calumet 4-1 to win the D3 title. The loss in the final was Calumet's first of the season. For more on all of our champions, be sure to check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.